Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a little girl,
Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion, hallelujah, and your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come back across these airways and skyways once again, bringing unto you the divine word of truth. I hope and I pray that all has been well in your family circle, and I hope and pray that all continually to be well with you and yours. And I'd just like to take this opportunity, I'd like to take this podium, hallelujah, and I'd like to send condolences out to those of you that have lost loved ones, may it be in the last 72 hours, the last 48 hours, the last 24 hours, the last 16 hours, 30 minutes ago, seconds ago, even moments ago. And we want you to know that you're not alone in your hour of bereavement. We want you to know that you have pilgrims and sojourners, prayer warriors that's praying around the world for you and with you, that God will restore your joy, your peace, and your contentment and restoration, return back unto your heart and very soul. So I just want you to be encouraged on this morning. Hallelujah. We know that, hallelujah, that God don't make any mistakes. We know that we suffer in this life because of sin. But we know there is coming a day when we'll never have to cry no more. We'll never have to sigh anymore. Hallelujah. Because God himself is going to wipe the tears from yours and mine and our eyes for the very last time. So I just want you to just to be encouraged on this morning and know that you are loved. Know that you have a kingdom family that love you. Love you with the love that Jesus talks about. Hallelujah. So I'm scheduled to be with you on 1 hour on this morning. I won't be before you present very long, but I just want to come across, you know, and let God take over this program on this morning, because it is God that moves and grooves in me and have his spiritual being. And so I just want to just let you know that you can bring all your digital devices, may it be your smartphone, may it be your tablet, your laptop, bring all your digital devices because we are in need of them. We're living in a digital world, and so everything now is digital. So we just want you to bring those aboard, and you can go along with me as I give out the scripture reading during the program. And so I just want you to know that I appreciate you continually to listen in and make the Old Ship of Zion a part of your listening archive. Hallelujah. And for doing so, God, have a blessing engraved with your name on it. And I'm not just saying that, but we know that God said in his word that he loves a cheerful giver. So may it be in your time or your talent, whatever you render unto God, God in return is going to bless you. Hallelujah. And so I just want you to just get close, hallelujah, to your radio dial. I just thank you for allowing me into your living room space. Thank you for allowing me into your work area. And I thank you for allowing me to ride on down the dangerous highway and byway. with the old ship of Zion on your radio dial. And I just thank God for you, you, and you. I welcome you to this program on this morning. I welcome my guests, or my friends. I welcome my kinship family. I welcome my kingdom priesthood family and my constituents and all of you that are out there in my digital radio audience on this morning. And may God bless you, as I first stated, once again. And you can come on in. I have the chat room available for your sitting and listening pleasure. Hallelujah. So without any further ado, we're going to take you into our opening prayer. And I want to present the psalm and introduce the others. A man, his name, he's a spiritual deity. His name is Jesus Christ. He's a native of Nazareth, yet born in Bethlehem. Hallelujah. And so we come before your presence on this morning, God, with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us to gather in unity, God, once again around the spectrum. Father God, we will continue in your will and in your way, God, mounting up from the four corners of this earth, starting from the north, south, east, and west, as pilgrims through this barren land, God. I'm asking you on this morning, God, to anoint these lips of clay, God. Able me to bring a rhema word, God, to those that may, then again, may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, God, with words of encouragement and words of wisdom. Hallelujah. To those that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their very heart and soul. Father God, we won't take your praise, we won't take your glory, but we'll give you all the honor and glory that are due unto thee. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And we'll let the Cathedral Kingdom family say amen and amen. You shall be seated. All right, we got something new that we have brought to the podium, and that is after the sermon has been preached and God has had his way, I will prompt you into calling to the studio. We have a dial-up prayer line request connection that you can call in and you can speak live with yours truly. And if you have a testimony of what God has done in your life, maybe God has performed some miracles in your life and you'd like the world to know about it, then you are certainly welcome to call in to the studio and state your testimonial. And we'll be just so delighted to hear what God is doing in the lives of his people. And I'm going to give you that number right now. That number, the call-in, is 646-200-3074. That number again is 646-200-3074. At the conclusion of this sermon, you will be prompted to call in and you can speak live on air with the host and the moderator, Overseer Janice Ford. So without any further ado, again, we're going to take you on into a service that's already in progression. And our sermon on this morning entitled Precious in God's Eyes. Hallelujah. I want to say that one more time. The theme of the sermon on this morning entitled Precious in God's Eyes. And I just want you to know, those of you that might be feeling low and you might be feeling, just brokenhearted. You might be feeling alone and despondent. And you might feel like you don't have a friend in this world. I want you to know this morning that God will be a friend. God will be a mother. God will be a father to the fatherless, a mother to the motherless. God will be everything that you need him to be. And God loves you, and God proved his love to mankind over 2,000 light years ago When he went to Calvary Mountain, he hung, bled, and died for yours and mine and our sins. And so we know that by God, 39 stripes, you and I are healed. So I want you to know that you're not alone, that God will be your friend. When all friends are gone, we know that our friends in this life will come and go. But I'm here to encourage your heart on this morning that God is a God, that he do not come and go out of our lives. We leave God. God do not leave us. And so God will be a friend to the friendless. God will be a friend to you, my brother, my sister, that are out there in my listening audience on this morning. And so we're going to go and we're going to read our first key scripture. Hallelujah. And it reads this. It says, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. So we're talking about precious in God's eyes. We're talking about the Lord. We're talking about death of the saints. Death of your mother, death of your father, death of your wife, death of your aunt, your uncle, your grandparents, your care provider, your best friend, your cousin, your daughter, your infant son, your niece, your nephew, anyone that has went on to the next life. We're talking about the death of the saints that leave this earth, that they just don't leave this earth, but leaving this earth also bring a great gain. We're talking about Jesus and his loved ones. That's you and I and us. Hallelujah. And you know, in response, hallelujah, to the news, hallelujah, of a friend whom had died. Let me get my glasses because I can't not see. So excuse me momentarily as I can get my seeing spectators. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so, like I said, you know, we lose loved ones in this life. I've lost so many loved ones. There's too many, too numerous to even keep up with. But like I first stated, you know, we lost a friend. And I know you've probably lost a friend, someone that's dear to you. And so we know that we lose our loved ones and we lose our congregational or congregational friends, the saints is who I'm talking about. And so the Bible says that in the law of Psalms 116 and 15 tell us that we are precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. And so you know that your loved one can be vibrant, have faith in Jesus Christ too, and then love life. Hallelujah. And so we know that when they leave this life, they go into their various sleeping chambers. Hallelujah. And then when God sound that trumpet, for the dead that's in Christ will rise first. We always know that those that are in Christ, hallelujah, they go home to be with God in heaven. Hallelujah. So we know that we have the assurance that when we have lived the way that God has commanded you and I to live, that we can live to live again. We can die, in other words, to live again. If you have any loved ones, as I have first stated earlier, that has gone on, and maybe you haven't quite made your mind up just which way you want to live the remainder of your life, if you want to serve God, if you want to hang out, you know, in the world a little longer, well, I just want you to know that, you know, time is of an essence, and time doesn't wait on anyone, and neither do death. Death does not give us a clue, does not give us a hand up, does not give us a clue of when he's coming. Death come as a thief. a thief in the night. So if I was you and I did not know God, and you have a loved one that's gone on, and you want to see that loving mother, that loving father, grandparents, aunt or uncle, or those loved ones that's near and dear unto your heart and your soul, then in order for you to see them and reunite with them again, you will have to have a relationship, a personal relationship with God, and to live this life out, and then you can be able to see that precious loved one again. Because like I have first stated in our sermon on this morning, is that we are precious in God's eyes. Hallelujah. And so you know that you will always sadden. Hallelujah. But I look at, you know, my loved ones and my mom and my father and my siblings, hallelujah, that, like I said, I miss them. It's not a day go by that I don't think about my mother. I don't think about my father, my husband, and my sibling that's gone on. But, you know, I hope and pray that those that has gone on, that has made peace with God. And we don't know, because, you know, when a person leaves, you know, God allowed them a time to get their soul right. May it be a moment or a second. They may not have but just a split second to say, you know, God, forgive me. God, save me. You know, I want to be, you know, in fellowship with you, God. Save me and forgive me for all of my sins. Or forgive me. You know, Lord, I'm sorry. And if that's all that you get in, then God can print the rest, because God can read our hearts and our mind. He is a mind reader. He is a heart reader as well. Hallelujah. And so you know that that person, that Jesus Christ, hallelujah, they had faith in God and they live a holy lifestyle before men and before God. You know that those persons, they went to be with the Lord. But right now, they're just asleep. They're sleeping in their sleeping chambers. Hallelujah. But you know, you and I, we don't have to just focus on the sorrow. Hallelujah. But we can just ponder, and then we can consider not only our loss, but the loss of others and during their grief and their loss. And then the psalm says that to turn my thoughts into how the Lord saw the passing of our friend. We know that it's something precious. It's something of great value. So when you have something that's precious to you, may it be that certain bag, a certain piece of jewelry, a brooch, pair of shoes, a suit, a fur collar, you know, something that's precious to you. Hallelujah. And you know that it is of great value. And it's a larger meaning here, a larger meaning, that there's something in death of the saints that transcends, hallelujah, our grief over their absence. And they were precious, important. And no light matters in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints, his loving ones, the Bible says. Another paraphrase says that his loved ones are very precious to him. He does not lightly let them die. We know that God is not flippant toward death. The marvel of his grace and his power is that you and I and us as believers, our loss of life on earth also bring great gain. Hallelujah. Today we have only a glimpse One day we'll understand it in the fullness of his light. So when you and I and us, when my last breath shall rend the veil in twain, my death I shall escape from death, and life eternal gain. We know that faith builds a bridge across the gulf of death. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name, God. Hallelujah. Our second key scripture says, whosoever live and believe in me shall never die. Do you believe this? That scripture reading is coming out of the law of John 11 and 26. I think about my beloved husband, Jimmy, who died of cancer at the age of 56. One tearful morning, and the law of John 11 tells the story about Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead. Hallelujah. You know, I can be reassured by two truths I found in Jesus' words to his disciples on their way to Lazarus' grave. Hallelujah. The first truth was revealed when Jesus said Lazarus was asleep and that he would wake him in verse 11 through 14. His disciples responded, Lord, if he sleep, he will get well. Jesus replied, Lazarus is dead, saying that he would waken Lazarus. And I believe, hallelujah, it was his gentle way to teach them that they didn't need to dread death anymore than sleep because of his power, resurrection. Someone from the grave, hallelujah, was like waking someone from sleep. I saw a second truth in Jesus' statement to Martha. He who believe in me, though he may die, he shall live, and whosoever live and believe in me shall never die. Verse 25 through 26. We know that, of course, believers, we aren't exempt from dying physically, but Jesus promised you and I and us, hallelujah, that we will have life eternally as the resurrection and the life. He will awaken their body someday. Power to do this was demonstrated when he raised Lazarus, and that is verse 43 through 44. When someone that you and I and us love, hallelujah, and when they go to be with Jesus, we know that these promises give you and I and us comfort and assurance that grief will not last, but joy will return, that while we part, but for a time, with Christ, we'll spend eternity. We know that death separates you and I us for a time, but Christ will reunite you and I and us forever. Hallelujah. We know that our loved ones is asleep, but God will waken them one day. We will be able to meet them. We'll be able to greet them and hug them and give them, hallelujah, a godly kiss. Hallelujah. And we find out by altering the genes that control age, and scientists believe that they can extend the average human lifespan to about 100 by the end of this century. We know that this will be well beyond the pivotal 70-year mentioned in the law of Psalms 90 and 10. But even if people do live longer, we know that life's final chapter will still read, it is soon cut off. Verse 10. Now Moses, who wrote Psalm 90, he lived to be 120. He saw death as inevitable, and we know that in a world cursed by the effect of sin, yet he didn't become pessimistic. He asked God to teach him to number his days so he could gain a heart of wisdom. He wanted to be satisfied with God's mercy so he could rejoice and be glad. He also asked God to show his glory to the next generation. Verse 16. Moses faced the reality of death thousands of years ago. Hallelujah. Like all people since Adam and Eve, we suffer the effect of sin, and death is certain in the law of Romans 6 and 23. Hallelujah. We suffer the effect of sin, and we know that death is certain in the law of Romans 6 and 23. Yet we can live with hope and joy because God sent his son to die for yours and mine and our sins. Jesus conquered death when he rose from the grave. And if we receive him as our personal Savior and Lord, we too can experience God's forgiveness and look forward to being with him in heaven forever. I want to ask you on this morning, face and settle this life and death issue. You're not ready to live until you are ready to die. And that is making your life right with God. Whether you die today or 100 years from now, getting your house, I'm talking about that spiritual heart of yours, getting it right with Christ, hallelujah, is the main objective, is to be right, because you never know when death might knock at your door, hallelujah. And God tell us, he said, but thanks be to God, who give you and I and us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of 1 Corinthians 15 and 57. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And you know that everything in this world eventually comes to an end, which at times can be disheartening, because it's a feeling that you and I get when we read a good book that is so good you don't want to put it down. Hallelujah. You don't want it to end. When you watch a movie that you wish would go a little while longer. But we know that all things good and bad do come to the end. In fact, life ultimately does come to the end, sometimes sooner than we expect. All of us who have stood by a casket of a loved one who knows the painful emptiness of a heart that wishes it wasn't over yet. But we can be thankful to Jesus that he stepped into the fray of terminal disappointments. And through his death and resurrection, he interjects hope for you and I and us. In him, the end is a prelude to death for eternity. And words like it's over are replaced by joy filled forever. Since our bodies are not an eternal reality, Paul assures you and I and us that we shall all be changed. Hallelujah. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. 1 Corinthians 15 and 51 reminds you and I that because of Christ's conquering work, we can confidently say, oh death, where is your victory? So let you and I and us not let your heart be troubled. Our sorrow is real. But you and I, we can be filled with the gratitude because God give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, keep our eyes and our heart fixed, not on the temporary joy of disappointments, but on the victorious reality of eternity. Thank you for the death and the resurrection that guaranteed our forever future. In Christ, the end is only the beginning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. God can help me and you and us understand the significance of the shortest verse in the Bible. And that is Jesus wept in the law of John 11 and 35. God the Son wept. He knew the reality of heaven. He was source of all hope of a future day of resurrection. And yet Jesus cried. He loved his friend Mary and Martha and Lazarus, hallelujah, so much that he groaned in the spirit. Jesus truly felt their heartaches. And you and I know that when someone we love dies, we struggle with a wide range of emotions. If a young person dies, we ask God why. When death came after long-term suffering, we struggle to understand why the Lord waited so long to bring relief. We began to think of God as distant, untouched by yours and mine and our sorrow. We may question his wisdom or his goodness. Then we read Jesus wept. Hallelujah. It's a shortage of verse in the Bible. God is by yours and mine and our anguish when a painful situation invades yours and mine and our life. Remember the Bible's shortest verse. Jesus shed tears too. Hallelujah, Jesus. If you doubt that Jesus cares, just remember his tears. And in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something, hallelujah, to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions, you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you're certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God's House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This program has been produced by Block Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondent. Make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. You can log on to our web address, www.janicewardministries.org. We now are turning you over to the second phase of our program, that is Hymns of Zion. Till we meet again across these airways and skyways, you are encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Buckle up with Jesus at your wheel because he is people friendly. So if you have any testimonies of miraculous events that God has bestowed upon your rooftop, you are encouraged to call in at that number, and I'm going to present it once again. It is 646-200-3074, 646-200-3074. So until we meet again across these skyways and airways, you are encouraged once again to go in God and allow God to go in you. Up next, Hymns of Zion. Uplift your spirit and encourage your heart.
Lord bless my Let us move from the valley to the mountain. Presence. In all of your glory. You're holy. You're holy to me. Take a listen. You're holy.
You're holy.
You're holy.
You're so holy.
Then he said, I'll never love you, I'll always protect you, you'll never have to fall in love. like life is closing every door. I'm left here wanting more, and I'm praying this is you. Now I'm walking on the water with my eyes closed to yours. Know you'll keep me safe till we land on the shore. Invisible you are, but you're here in the fire. Purify however you desire. That's how I live in it. Every day I live to die and let you in. A supernatural life and love when you're with me. Flowing from your heart to mine. Hold the oceans in your head so I can follow through. Oh, let me see again. Let me hear and understand. Now I'm caught up in the whirlwind that leads straight to you. I won't believe it till you tell me to.
Every day I struggle,
struggle.
What do you do?
Don't you worry.
did not